Disobedience to God bring about poor excuses. May 16. Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. The last days are upon us, and Satan is working with all his hellish arts to deceive and destroy souls. Reproofs by testimony are met almost universally, by the ones corrected and reproved, with "I believe the testimonies, but I do not understand them." The Lord has corrected their wrong ways in order to save them from unhappiness, deception, and ruin, but they pass on the same as if light and warnings had never come to them. If they were in harmony with God, they would not be departing from Him. It is because they are so far departed from God that they do not hear His voice as He calls to them, "Return unto Me, and I will return unto you, and I will heal your backslidings." Saul, after he had disobeyed the requirement of God to destroy the Amalekites, met Samuel and said, "Blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord." And Samuel said, "What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears?" The answer was the same that we have heard in similar cases: an excuse, a falsehood. The people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. Saul did not say "my" or "our," but "thy God." Many who profess to be serving God are in the same position as Saul, covering over ambitious projects, pride of display, with a garment of pretended righteousness. Samuel looked upon Saul with indignation, yet with deep pity and undisguised grief for the sinful course of one he loved sincerely, but this love must not close his lips. Samuel then spake the cutting words of the Lord: "Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." Oh, how few can know the sadness of heart that Samuel bore back to Ramah! God had laid upon him the burden of Saul and the burden of this terrible message that he must bear to the monarch. Sinners seldom feel right in regard to reproof. They blame the ones who open their lips to speak the words of warning, as though it were a personal matter. In their blindness they fail to see that they are flinging from them, in their stubborn resistance, the last offer of light and mercy.